Chapter 1. Roots of Unrest.
The spirit of revolt is everywhere apparent. Joseph Marx, Industrial Banner, August 25, 1916. If you were an ordinary person living in Canada in the winter of 1918-19, you might well have thought that the world was coming down around your ears. World War I had ended at 11 a.m. on Monday, November 11, 1918. Word of the armistice reached Canada in the early hours of the morning. As people heard of it, they spilled from their houses into the streets, some of them still in their pajamas and nightgowns, congregating on street corners to toast the peace. After more than 4 years of war, there was a passion to celebrate. In Toronto, a pre-dawn procession of munitions workers, mainly women, paraded down Yonge Street, beating on pots and pans and blowing whistles. Towns and cities erupted in a noisy jubilee. Sirens began wailing, factory whistles blew, church bells rang. Bonfires crackled on street corners and fireworks exploded. In the prairies, haystacks burned brightly in the fields. When daybreak came, work was forgotten as downtown thoroughfares filled with celebrants. Effigies of the German Kaiser were strung up and set ablaze. Civic officials hastily organized victory parades, where Canadians expressed their relief that the war was finally over. Churches held special services of thanksgiving. The acting Prime Minister, William Thomas White, Prime Minister Robert Borden was already in England, preparing for peace talks, dashed off a telegram to Arthur Currie, commander of the Canadian forces, commending their courage, endurance, heroism, and fortitude. But the euphoria did not last for long. Once the hangover of celebration wore off, Canadians woke up to the realization that there was no peace. Instead, everywhere in the world there seemed to be violence and turmoil. Revolution in Germany and Hungary, civil war in Russia, uprisings in China and India, war in Afghanistan, general strikes in major cities across the United States. It was the Bolsheviks, people said. They seemed to be everywhere, overturning governments, seizing private property, and imposing their radical ideas. For some, these foreign Reds represented hope for a more just society. For others, they were a dangerous...